Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on core values, why they matter, and how to instill them in your organization. So core values have the power to drastically change and improve your company's culture. They also have the power to foster cynicism. It all depends on how you treat them and how you implement them in your organization. First off, let's remember what core values are in an organizational context. They should be honest and authentic statements about what's essential to the organization's success. If superb customer service is essential, then it's a core value. If behaving ethically at all times is essential, then it's a core value. If making a profit is essential, then that's a core value. The core values should not feel trivial or incomplete. Saying that respect and teamwork and collaboration are part of your organization's core values is all well and good, but typically they are insufficient on their own. The core values should provide a complete picture of the day-to-day behaviors essential to success. The core values should be tied to specific underlying behaviors. For example, customer service can be tied to how quickly people respond to complaints or requests for information. Ethical behavior can be tied to how readily people accept responsibility for mistakes and whether they respond honestly when placed in compromising situations. Core values and the underlying behavior should not be simple slogans or feel-good statements. We stand for quality is just a vague slogan. We place our customers above ourselves is just a feel-good statement. Core values should span the things that are essential to success and state the specific behaviors tied to that value. Otherwise, the core values will tend to be vague generalities and inspire cynicism. Your organization can have the world's best core values, but if employees are not clear about them, they're practically useless. Employ the following strategies for putting core values in the top of people's minds. First, encourage people to have conversations about the core values. Ask them which of the core values they think is most important. Ask them to identify an instance in which the organization wasn't true to the underlying behaviors and what the outcome was. Ask them to discuss situations in which the core values and underlying behaviors might come into conflict and how they would handle it. For example, if a customer asks a sales rep to falsify an invoice in order to reduce a tax impact, how would the employee respond? Integrate the core values into materials that are already in use. Add them to your company's webpage, recruiting documents, annual review materials, and performance appraisals, even your thank you notes. Post your core values in gathering spaces. Hang them in meeting rooms and company break rooms and entryway and other prominent areas. And link the core values to performance objectives. For example, if customer service is a core value, set a target of achieving 95% customer satisfaction on your annual customer survey. Share the actual performance information with everyone in your organization. Fifth, survey people about how well they think the company is doing in upholding the core values and related behaviors. Ask them to reflect on the company as a whole and their immediate unit or team. Once the results are in, engage them in discussions about the areas of strength and the areas that need improvement. Chapter 1 of my new book, The Leadership Equation, dives deeply into the subject of core values, describes how to identify your organization's core values and the underlying behaviors, and how to ensure that people's day-to-day decisions and activities are aligned with those core values.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.